Hello, and welcome to Yuri Brainwashing Company, where we put the right minds to your problems. What can I help you with today? An ill-mannered knight in need of training? Not listening to your orders? Well, princess, I have just the thing. This should ensure that manners are deeply ingrained as can be in your knight, and give you a phrase that you can use to enforce them. Of course there is the matter of compensation. Not to worry, we ask the same price of every royal that enters. Nothing too severe. We'll just send a representative to talk to you in a few months. And here you are. Enjoy. Ah, my knight. Welcome. Sit. Arms in your lap. Yes, try to ensure it's a comfortable position if you would. Though not so comfortable that you're slumping all over yourself, you should be sitting up straight and without stiffness. Don't ever let yourself become tense, but neither let yourself hang loose so freely. Just sit in a relaxed but proper posture. Make sure your back is supported. Yes, I see you're grasping some of what this meeting is about. Your courtly etiquette. I know your strengths are mostly in the martial, but it reflects badly on me when you go about meetings with such impropriety. So, I'm going to have a training session with you. Shouldn't be anything too severe, but enough that it will stick, as it were. By the end, you will understand perfectly how to go about properly conducting yourself in the presence of royalty such as myself. Understood? Good. I'd like you, first, to close your eyes. Picture the ways you've seen knights in the service of others behave. Notice how their backs sit straight. They look ahead, but keep their attention on their charges. Their loyalty radiates off of them. You can see it in the way they bear reverence. They move along with their charges, they do as they're asked, they kneel and bow, they behave in a proper manner. We are going to train you to do just the same thing, as is proper for you. The first step to that, I think, will be to try to picture it. What would it feel like to have a place and occupy it perfectly? It would feel natural, like a completion of a sort, like all is right in the world. You are where you are meant, doing as you ought. And now picture your more improper tendencies. Slouching to the side, leaning on your sword, sneering at nobles you don't like. Well, I mean, I don't like them either, but that's neither here nor there. Doesn't it get exhausting being so senselessly expressive? And perhaps it actually does feel more relaxing to you, being so loose in your manner. That, I think, should be even more alarming, to you as well as I. After all, you are sworn to my service. It must bother you knowing how those improper behaviors might cost me. I doubt you're doing it on purpose, my knight, but you've had such difficulties adjusting. I know it's difficult, but you were not a fighter when we first met either. This is a skill that can be trained just as easily. So now, here you are, sitting with your back straight. How do you think you might appear? Close your eyes. Picture how you must look. Back straight, hands in your lap. The expression on your face, legs together, well-mannered in your plate, and very pretty, as always. The sword at your hip making you look like a loyal, well-trained soldier of the crown rather than some ruffian or robber. Good, you're doing delightfully so far. Focus in on that image, your eyes shut not tightly but loosely, as though sleeping. Almost like a doll in your manner, albeit a very powerful one. Such elegance and poise. Now, I want you to focus on the feeling of pride. The pride you might feel at winning a difficult battle, or mastering a new technique. And think of an occasion on which you felt proud, of the effort you put in, of what you were. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? And you have plenty of pride. You feel pride at your service to the crown, pride at your battlefield exploits. It feels right, that sense of pride. It makes you feel as though you're exactly where you should be. That you are made for this, trained for this. Pride, what does it feel like in you when I say that word? Is it a feeling that wells up in your chest? A feeling in your arms? Perhaps in your throat? A cry of joy that cannot escape but is felt nonetheless? Or in your head, your heart? Focus on that feeling wherever you feel it in yourself. Is your own pride, your own way of feeling it. And I want you to focus on that image of yourself, elegantly sat, a pristine, armored knight, plate-fitting your every measure and manner properly observed. Feel pride in that, that image of yourself, well-mannered and behaving properly. You can feel pride in it gradually welling up in you. But now I'd like you to try something. Try to slouch just a bit. Let your shoulders hang loose, let your arms do as they will, let your posture bend to the side. It doesn't quite feel the same, does it? It feels relaxing in your muscles, yes, but it lacks something. It lacks that feeling you've been experiencing, that feeling of correctness. You'd like to go back to it, wouldn't you? That poise, that posture, that correctness. Of course you may. Back up straight, sitting without stiffness, arms in your lap, not letting yourself become tense or too loose, knees and ankles close together. And that feels good, doesn't it? You feel pride in that proper manner. It feels right. Oh, there may be some small lapses. I don't expect you to have it done perfectly on your first try. But focus on that pride, on that feeling of rightness, of how it matches that posture of yours. Now, imagine standing beside me. Don't actually stand, just imagine. Moving when I move, bowing when I bow. You'd obey me perfectly. My every order, spoken and otherwise, you would follow to the letter. We'd be like pieces of a puzzle, a blade and its wielder, fitting together perfectly, moving in perfect concert. When I am glad, you are too. When I am stoic, your face hardens. When I tire, you join me in slumber, after guarding for a bit, of course. Whoever I serve, you serve as well. And you can feel pride in that too, do you not? Well, naturally, it's a privilege to serve one's princess, after all. You can have pride in that. I am proud too, for I serve our kingdom. And so too do you. That is what sets you apart from a sellsword. Anyone can pick up a blade and kill their enemies. But you do not pick up that blade for yourself. Your pride is in your service, in being a proper, well-behaved, obedient knight for me. Pride and poise. Think about that phrase, what it makes you feel, pride and poise, that notion of yourself sitting properly, well-mannered, feeling that pride, thinking of yourself obeying my every order, serving at my side, ahead or behind, with all that pride. Pride and poise. You serve me, come what may. Even if this kingdom should be taken over, you would serve me, because you are sworn to me. No matter what should happen, you are my sword, and I your wielder. You fit in my hand, as my hand fits around you. When I say that phrase, I want you to call that feeling, these notions of being well-mannered, obedient, serving me, to your mind. They will come, sometimes as though you are calling on them, other times as though coming unbidden, in whatever manner is right. That feeling will come to you, and you will behave in accordance. You will call me by proper titles, you will speak elegantly, you will stand or sit straight, you will behave with elegance and poise, and feel pride in doing so. It will come so very naturally. And when I say at ease, you can relax. Because, after all, even I get tired of the exertions of propriety at times. But when I say pride and poise, you'll so easily fall back into that state of behaving with propriety until I let you at ease. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to tell you to come back awake. But not all the way, you see. You'll still have those commands in you, and for that matter, I'm going to ask you to stand, to bow slowly but comfortably, and to demonstrate that pride and poise. Then I'll tell you to sit, and you'll fall right back into the trance-like state you're in right now. Are you ready? Take it slowly, and come up, up, awake. Very good. You've done delightfully thus far, my knight. Now stand. I want you to summon that feeling of pride and poise. Stand up straight, and take a bow. Delightful. That's absolutely wonderful. Oh, this has done wonders for your manner. Standing so properly, bowing to me, obeying me. Now, at ease. And just look at the difference. How easily I can tell you to relax. or to behave with that pride and poise. Now I'd like you to sit back down, close those eyes, and you'll drop back into the trance you were in before. Very good. Now one last measure. This tape is about to end, and when it does, you may take any parts of this training with you that you wish. But before it does, I'm going to count down from the number 5, and as I do, you'll come up and awake fully. You can keep any triggers I've given if you wish, or leave them by the wayside. Are you ready? 5, gradually coming up. 4, moving your fingers and toes. 3, regaining full awareness of your surroundings. 2, taking a deep breath, and 1, coming back, wide awake. Thank you for allowing me to see to your training, my knight. I hope it was an enjoyable and informative lesson. Now, take up your duties. I'll see you sometime again soon.